Passions are running high in Wilmington about whether and where to re-erect a statue of Christopher Columbus city officials took down almost 6 years ago. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story.
The 12-foot granite statue near downtown was removed in June 2020. That's because city officials feared it would be damaged during the racial unrest triggered by George Floyd's killing by police in Minneapolis. Other cities did the same with their monuments to the 15th century Italian explorer. Wilmington's statue has been in storage since then, but a chorus of Italian Americans want it returned to its former perch or moved to a park in Little Italy.
We don't want people denied to be able to go see that statue if they want to. If people don't like it and don't like what Columbus stands for, they don't have to go view it.
That's Larry Giacchino of the Società da Vinci, a city organization for Italian Americans. But City Councilwoman Shanae Darby says the statue doesn't belong in public, given Columbus's role in slavery and oppression of indigenous and black people.
Go find your private property and go put this man you want to honor. But to ask a majority black and brown city to then put it on a tax-paying public property is crazy. You wouldn't go to a Jewish person and say, hey, Jewish people, would you like a statue of Hitler up?
Last week, however, council shot down Darby's resolution to keep it off public land. Now Mayor Carney's legal team is researching the issue and will work with the opposing parties to find a resolution. Daniel Walker is Carney's deputy chief of staff.
We're going to sit down and have conversations and figure out what the varying stakeholders want. We don't think we're going to 100% have agreement on where it ultimately will end up.
The city is currently paying $105 a month to store the statue. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.